Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
I'm about to.
Yeah, I know, right? 164. My name's Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
That's perfect.
I'm Rob. Hey, hi.
If you can hear it. I think my mic's picking up Mikey B.
Yeah, Mikey B is over on the, dying in the background.
Yeah.
Michael.
All right.
Michael.
Hey.
There we go. That's my impersonation.
Michael. Another week. Michael. We actually have a stream.
Yes, we do. And other things. I was thinking about bringing up YouTube. Found some stuff I watched.
Oh, Rob's internet history.
What have you been watching on YouTube? You know, I need to see some stupid, funny shit on the internet.
I was looking up 4th of July.
Just go to, like, CNN.com. You'll see lots of stupid, funny shit.
I need to decompress.
Well, there's
too much
never
news,
a short
too much
stuff.
Personal frustration, too much chaos going on in my life.
On YouTube, of course. Kind of goes along with what you were showing me, Aaron, when I came over earlier today. The gentleman with fireworks on his crotch.
Right. that was a good one. He was he had a like Roman candle coming out of the zipper of his pants,
mm-hmm.
and he's swinging it around like it's his penis while it's shooting fireworks out.
I mean, who doesn't enjoy doing that?
Yeah, but who couldn't also see it flipping up and smacking him in the chest and start shooting
that guy?
Start shooting flames into his face.
At no point did he ever think that was... I mean,
yeah.
He saw my reaction. My reaction was like, good. That's exactly what should happen to somebody
that. It's justice right there.
But we're not going to... This isn't going to be gory, is it? I don't want to see any actual fingers getting blown off or anything like that.
Yeah, my dad actually blew a tip of his finger off from a firecracker.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, an M80. He's a dumbass.
Yeah, we're coming out of the 4th of July this week. You ever wonder how many... like... cumulatively, how many less fingers there are than there were a week ago?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
In the U.S.
Yo.
How many hands worth of fingers
are now
missing than there were 7 days ago?
And yet, the more high explosive...
it's supposed to be good weed. That's quite the thought to have right at the top of the show.
The more high explosive fireworks are actually spreading. More states are... I mean, Michigan is a rather late adopter to it. You used to be able to just get like the
We're late to the party.
We stopped at 7-Eleven earlier. I was looking at the shelf. I was like, man, look at all this shit we used to have to go to Ohio for.
Right, you have to go to get fucking cherry bombs and M80s and all that type of shit. Much less the big ones.
Sorry.
You know, I kind of have a soft spot for it. I don't know what it is. I have a soft spot for Katy Perry's soft spot.
I do too.
I hear you, but what's with the new haircut? What's going on
Rebellious, sir. She's rebelling.
She's talking about the short hair?
Yeah, what's going on there?
It's sexy as fuck. What do you mean?
I like.
I don't know what you mean.
This is my favorite era of Katy Perry here.
No, I agree with you on that.
Her hair changes constantly. I don't know why everyone was actually freaking out because she had a close crop do. I mean, this. I thought that the 80s were coming back.
Right.
And that was an 80s thing. Think about Roxette.
Yep.
Right? Well, she has kind of a longer
one.
Didn't
we write her off because they were Swedish? And isn't that a band?
Yeah, like I remember the singer's name. I say Roxette and you know what I'm talking about. It's like how most people say Blondie.
Right.
Because they don't know who Deborra Harry is.
Oh, so hot.
Or outside of, you know.
Chris, I sent you a link for the video that I watched.
I'm going to need to borrow you later.
On the YouTubes.
4th of July fails.
Right.
This is what I watched.
But, you know, I wanted to finish my thought thinking about fireworks is that they are spreading, becoming more of a mainstay in our tradition in the way we celebrate, and yet we need more research on cannabis. Like, we can't have this thing that might be dangerous because we got to study the fuck out of it. Really,
We're cool with low-grade explosives to 12-year-olds, but cannabis, jury's still out.
Yeah.
Government, show me studies about fireworks.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
right?
What? You didn't study this? You just said
fireworks kill more people every year than cannabis does.
This is something that people want to buy, and we should let people sell it. Okay. Hey, I'm for that. If you extend that same logic to other things that other people want to buy and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I found an appropriate theme song to put under this. All right.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh. Oh. Man, it just smacked him.
Hey, look at Grandpa.
This barbecue's blowing up, isn't it?
Yeah, and the well, that's going him on? Trying to cook a steak. Oh. Here
that
we go.
That's just a barbecue on fire. Wait a minute. That's just a kid getting hit
These
by
These are 4th of July fails.
Oh.
That's
How do you know that was on the 4th? Whoa, shit.
The mortar he was holding blew out. The thing that he was using to hold the mortar.
I love this. Grandma.
Oh! Damn,
Move
Grandma.
Move faster, Grandma. I believe that's out. Look at this shit. This is obviously not the 4th of July. You have snow on the ground. I didn't realize that.
It could be in Alaska or some shit. But why?
They're burning. It's burning because the rope on the meat. They put a friggin' brisket in there with the rope.
The kid even went and put it on a helmet.
Yeah.
To play foosball.
This is great.
And he still gets nailed.
Check out this mortar.
Oh!
Damn.
That went off awfully low.
Yeah.
That was like one of the big fireworks that you go see the city put on.
Right.
Yeah.
And it blew up like 30 feet up.
Yeah, easily. Oh, this one's classic.
I don't. That's,
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. They were doing a
garbage bag race.
Great podcast.
Yeah.
They were doing a potato sack race, but blindfold, and there was a tree in the way.
Yeah.
Those people were all like, let's get in the house. They shut the door.
That's not how you do it.
No, not at all. But yeah, first 4th of July. Hope everyone had a good one.
I didn't do shit. Well, actually, no. I went golfing, got hammered, went to sleep by like 5 o'clock.
I did yard work.
God bless America.
Yep. But yeah.
My yearly round of golf. I have another one tomorrow.
Yeah, nice. Nap, alcohol, and golf.
Yep. God bless America.
Trifecta right there. I think Trump shed a tear for you on that day.
Yeah.
He's too busy looking for his limo. Did you see that, Rob?
No.
Trump apparently just couldn't find his limo.
Oh, he just wandered away from the whole thing.
The big giant eagle on it that says the president of the United States of America on it.
He was in line. I mean, he was exposed. Like, there was nobody protecting him at that point in time either when he walked away.
My favorite response to
that was our chance, everybody.
Was somebody put up a gif of John Travolta in Pulp Fiction when he's in What's-Her-Name's apartment and he doesn't know where to like go or sit down. And he kind of does that spin around thing where he's almost dancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, and Rob, it's okay. The whole Russia thing's over because he asked Vladimir Putin about it in front of the cameras and Vladimir said they had nothing to do with it.
Well, you know, that's
I believe him.
That's what we were all sitting here saying is that why doesn't somebody just go up to Putin and ask him point blank, look me in the eye, Mr. Putin, did you hack our election?
He was a good man.
And Trump had the balls to do it.
I bet he invited Mar-a-Lago, too, after that whole meeting.
Yeah.
He's like, you can come to my resort. It's beautiful.
Oh, this situation to me is akin to the cops going, well, he said he didn't kill her.
Yeah.
Oh. Moving on.
I guess that's another one closed.
Right. We can move on, boys.
Hey, we're pretty good at solving these
things.
Hey,
he said
no.
There were TV cameras right there.
Right. Hello.
The dead end. Oh, sorry, Chief. We got nothing on him.
I can't believe where we live.
He says
nowadays.
He didn't do it. Trump went over there, asked him. It was almost like a leading question. Like, you didn't have anything to do with our election, did you?
Nah, not you. Maybe.
Good time, Vladdy.
Maybe not.
And then said that the hot topic that everyone wanted to talk about at the G20 was John Podesta.
Hey.
And how could he fuck up Hillary's emails so bad?
Yeah.
What is he trying to hide?
See, this is why I'm going to like this.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons. We have to talk about things like that.
The news is one. That's certainly up there. Number two, a mainstay, car trouble.
Yeah. How are you going with that?
Well, you know, I gave it one whole day to actually try and fix it myself before I had to throw up my hands and call for a tow truck.
Oh.
Oh, man, that really hurts. Like, I will limp a car to a shop before I call a tow truck. But when you have no brakes, it's kind of hard to make that happen.
Right. You don't want to fuck around with brakes.
It's like, how about somebody just get in front of my car and you brake for me and I'll just follow really close.
Right.
We'll go slow. It's only like 2 miles.
I'll just hang a couple tires out the back.
Yeah. No telling how much that's going to cost or even how long it's going to take now.
And that's like the worst kind of feeling, too, when you have to pay for car and, you know, fixing, you know, any type of deal where you have to fix your car. In my opinion, it like drives me insane. I don't want to
spending money on it.
Yeah, I hate that.
But you kind of feel like, well, I don't feel like that because I didn't spend a lot of money on my car. But most people spend what they consider to be a lot of money on their car already.
Right.
It's subjective to, you know, when you pay under a grand for a car, you kind of expect that you're going to be putting some work into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, this will be the first time since I've owned this car for over, I don't know, what has it been, like a year and a half now since I got that car?
Yeah.
And this is the first time I'm taking it to a shop. I've fixed many things on it myself so far. This is the first time that I've taken it to a shop. Now, when you own pieces of shit, you don't take it to the shop for the same reason that the guy who smokes and eats red meat his entire life doesn't go to the doctor when he's 80.
Right? Listen, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know, right? Like, listen, sheer force of mental power is what's holding this car together right now. My pure belief that it is still got good miles left in it.
Right.
And as soon as a third party comes in and goes, well, I found your problem. Your car's a piece of shit that's falling apart. And then you have to face reality.
Right. Found the problem. Your car is 27 years old.
Right. They start telling you, that's what you have to find the right mechanic. Because most of them will start telling you things like, legally, I can't even let you drive out of here.
So basically, what you're saying is you got to go to the hood. You got to go south of 8 Mile.
Yeah. Like, listen, well, I was
just
limited.
Just get it like, to run, buddy.
I had to take it to the closest place, you know. Like, I would ideally take it to some place in the hood.
I know it has 1,000 things wrong with it. Just fix the 3 that will make it run.
Yeah. I just needed to get back home, please. And or.
Take it to the hood because they got welders on call.
Yeah.
They'll just come up and like, regulations.
Regulations.
I'm making a new muffler right now.
Right. Yeah, no. I got a piece of sheet metal right here. I'll do it in 5 minutes.
So that's another one for the list. Another reason why. I guess this is my reasons why I smoke. The things that stress me out where if I didn't have a chance to get fucked up every once in a while. Or not even just get fucked up, you know? I mean, when we get together, we tend to get kind of fucked up. But on an everyday basis, you know, I'm much more conservative, but I need just a little taste to take the edge off of the normal frustrations of life.
Right.
And not that everything that's frustrating is bad. Some of it's stuff that's worth it.
Right.
2 new cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was catless for a while in the new place, and I had to finally bite the bullet.
What are the names?
Well, you know, you start looking and you know it's over from there.
Yeah.
It's just, we're getting a cat.
Cracked open Craigslist and looked for people who weren't looking for rehoming fees, because it's bullshit. Like, look, you need somebody to look after this animal because you've been found incompetent, so why am I paying you $65? I don't think so. What is this a purebred cat? You say it's a purebred. So, second day, cracking open Craigslist, seeing what's listed. Less than an hour prior to that, there was 2 little black cats that needed a new home and would prefer they go together. Wasn't asking any money, just for a good home. And it's a 1-year-old, all black, skinny little cat. Looks a lot like Rory when we first got her.
Podcat.
What you would call tiny cat.
Tiny cat.
At the time.
Tiny cat.
And then an even tinier cat.
Oh, tiny cat, four tinier months, cat.
And what some might call a tuxedo cat.
Teeny cat.
Or I always refer to as, like, you know, Figaro from Pinocchio.
Ah.
That one with the little socks and everything. And that one's just a ball of energy. The other ones, it's only been a couple days and the older one's hiding. I've also found out that they're mother and daughter. So I'm like doing the math on that one, like
a teenage mother.
Yeah, no shit. This is like real teen, like 12, 13 year old mother, you know, in relative terms.
So yeah, you got an Appalachian cat?
Right. So I think part of the reason why she's spending a lot of time under the couch is because she didn't grow up in the best environment. She hasn't been fixed. They told me the cats had their shots, but I don't know.
Whoa.
What's happening?
Whoa, that's weird. I think our recording's fine. I kept looking at that too, but I think it's your playback. That's very bizarre.
What's going on, Google Music?
You're gonna die.
I would normally say that it sounded like your tape was warbling.
I know, right? You know, this isn't...
It's empty. Kind of like you like drawing your finger on the flange of a reel to reel.
With the person who uploaded their CDs at Google didn't, you know,
no.
didn't do auto correction.
It's a shitty copy.
So, you know, wondering why the mother is too skinny and wants to spend too much time under the couch, and why the baby has so much snot and boogers in its eyes, and if it's a cold or an infection or just allergies. So they both are going to the vet, getting their checkups, make sure these cats are healthy, which is at a perfect time, you know, because my car just broke down and all, so I don't have transportation to take them to the vet, much less money to pay for it.
The rains it pours, right?
Yep.
That's how it goes.
Right. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not like, why the fuck did I get these cats?
All right.
Somebody's getting a call. Wait, what's going on?
I have to take this call. Oh, no, I didn't take it last night during Unregimented.
No problem. I'm going to talk to Rob about comics. We're starting to get a trickle of news about what Marvel Legacy is going to be all about, besides just rip-off covers and nostalgia.
What do you mean?
Well, part of what they said is that the return to legacy numbering...
I think I read something about this.
Which, what does that really mean when you've rebooted this many times? Well, they can do the math for you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's claims that the math is way off, and it's subjective as to what you include.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that they're saying that Hulk is going to begin with, in October, issue number 709.
Wow.
Which is currently on, I don't know, it's got to be like less than 20. I don't think it's been out that long. The newest one.
They're just back to old numbering?
23, actually. Yeah, so they're returning to original numbering.
Wow.
So they have a chart that lists it out for you. And they did this for Iron Man as well. That shows you, here's the number of issues, and here's how we're counting it in the sequence of overall Hulk stories.
Okay.
To get to issue 709. It starts with Tales to Astonish number 1 to 101, which didn't always feature Hulk, but is where Hulk started out, much like Action Comics with Superman, Detective Comics for Batman. Hulk started out in Tales to Astonish.
What is, now I got a question for you about Hulk. Now, this is the new one, correct? You're talking about the new Hulk, the one that is, I believe, he's Asian?
This is the Amadeus Cho version of Hulk, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
Which does make it kind of weirder. Although, you know,
he's got the swing haircut.
Their press on this has been a disaster.
Right.
They're not communicating clearly what they intend to do. And part of Legacy was supposed to be the return of your classic characters, of Bruce Banner as the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Thor Odinson as Thor, Steve Rogers as Captain America,
right?
Even Tony Stark as Iron Man. Bruce Banner is dead. He was shot in the head by Hawkeye.
I didn't know that.
Because he's a dick.
Right.
Clint Barton is a dick. I mean, sorry, I actually like his character, but yeah. Nobody's written him not a dick.
Right. He's a chip on his shoulder.
I don't know. Somebody had a premonition that Hulk was going to do something, so he's like, well, he can't do that with an arrow in his eye.
Jesus.
Okay, so Tales to Astonish. So not all those are Hulk stories, but that gets us to 102, right? 102 is where Tales to Astonish flips over to Incredible Hulk. They just retitled it, kept the old numbering. So right there, shenanigans, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah. No, you can't do that. This isn't Tales to Astonish. This isn't a monthly anthology.
Right.
This isn't going to delight me with new characters month after month. This is going to be big green guy walking around or jumping around.
Yeah.
That's it. So they retitle it. They keep the numbering because you don't want to reset. And that gets them all the way up to issue 474.
Damn.
And it's the 90s. And everything's kind of getting rebooted now. So Hulk reboots back to issue one and runs 11 issues. Then, a year later, retitles itself The Incredible Hulk.
Right.
And then continues on until issue 112.
So these are all different series, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all numbered differently.
Right.
But Marvel is counting them all up sequentially in order to get to a number that says, what if we never retitled any of it?
Okay.
What if we never rebooted any of it? So then in 2008, it gets rebooted again for a year. That gets us up actually now to issue 598. Then in 2009, it gets retitled again from Hulk to Incredible Hulk and starts at issue 600.
Okay.
Which, in Marvel's list, in their count, it refers to issues 600 to 635. So they went to legacy numbering once already. But they're counting in the sequence of Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Is 599. So they're one off now or then? I don't know.
Yeah, you have me confused. Were you one? I'm like, you had me up to about 300. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But it's entertaining.
Well, I'm sure all the diehards are really enjoying it.
Oh, but it's not over yet. Incredible Hulk runs for 15 issues after that, after getting rebooted 2 years later. Indestructible Hulk, then, by Mark Waid. I actually read some of that. It was kind of a clusterfuck, but interesting.
Right.
He was a time-release Hulk working for S.H.I.E.L.D., a point-and-shoot weapon,
time basically. Time-release.
He could Hulk out for so many minutes, I believe, or something like that.
He they had a control on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, they could turn him back into Bruce Banner. They had Hulk on a leash.
That's fucking crazy. I heard about a new one, too. The Weapon H?
Oh.
Is this real?
Yeah, they're trying to tie together the origin stories of Hulk and Wolverine, which is interesting because Wolverine's origin story starts with the Hulk.
Right.
As any fan would know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know
his
that.
His first appearance was in Hulk. I don't know the number, but it might be 181, and if I'm right, I'm a bigger nerd than I thought.
Right.
It could have been 181. Actually, let's see if that even existed. Man. Yeah, it could have been an Incredible Hulk at the time. Okay, so, we're getting closer. So, Indestructible Hulk was in 2013, then reboots again after 20 issues for Hulk. Just back to Hulk again.
Right.
For 16 issues, then rebooting in 2016 for Totally Awesome Hulk. Now, how did it reboot to issue 1 in 2016, and it's already on issue 23?
That's a good question.
They're putting this shit out bi-weekly?
Yeah.
Is this fortnightly?
You are a dang nerd. What is this release schedule? I just looked it up. 181. But they're saying the cameo appearance was at 180. But you are correct, sir. The full appearance, 181.
Thank you.
You get the gold star on the forehead.
You know, there's a lot of shit trapped in there. It's just... I'm not always sure it's the right shit.
Right. No, man.
It's
strong.
Yeah. So all of that nonsense gets us up to a clear line to Hulk 709. Maybe. Or 8. Who knows? And it's going to be Greg Pak, who is doing the Weapon X and Hulk crossover, I think. And Greg Land, who I think... has to be my least favorite artist working for Marvel currently.
Why is that?
All of his stuff looks like he took a Cosmo magazine and scanned it and traced it for his superheroes.
Oh, geez.
Cosmo and, like, Playgirl or something.
That's weird.
Everybody's posed and, like, looking at the camera.
And they're all looking at you.
Yeah, he's going for, like, super realism, but it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like if Nagel worked on the Archer cartoon.
I saw What's His Nuts.
Neither of which I'm
the other day.
I mean, I'm a fan of both, actually.
And all I could think of was Archer. All
doesn't mean when you take two things and put them together, they don't always mix well. Not everything's peanut butter and chocolate.
What's his name? Right. Jonathan? I can't.
Who's Jonathan?
The guy who's the voice of Archer.
Oh,
But I saw him the other day, and all I could think of was like, Archer!
That's
all I see.
No, he's on Master of None.
What the fuck is his name?
John H. Benjamin.
Yes, John Benjamin, yes.
And for the record, I did pull that one out of my brain. Not that that's a big pull, because a lot of people know
him. H. John Benjamin.
H. John Benjamin. For the record, that proves it then. I did not Google it, because if I Googled it, I would have gotten his name right.
Sorry.
H, decide where it goes. That's all I'm asking.
William H. Macy.
Does it William where the H goes.
Yeah. H. Ross Perot.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
H. Ross. Yeah. C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah, okay, so look at those people. Look at those people and then look at William H. Macy. And who do you want to be ultimately at the end of the day?
Frank. Shut up, Frank.
Get the guy's name wrong and then lecture him about it while it.
Yeah.
As to why it's in the wrong order. I mean, people do that shit.
That's crazy.
What were we talking about?
Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They're doing the same shit with Iron Man, too. It makes just as little sense. This is actual Hulk music of some sort.
It's the Incredible Hulk, the main title. Wait. I have to hear to see an Incredible Hulk disco version. I've seen this goes at least.
It's good. I've heard it before.
Wow.
I'm here to ring my bell.
Someone order a pizza with extra sausage.
I believe she did.
I'm not hearing it though. What am I? Is it evident to you what? Is this supposed to be their version of the sad theme, or is this some song that I don't know?
I think the sad theme. Is he here?
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh. You asked for it. Now you got it.
Yeah, this sounds
like... It's almost
like,
kind of like a Calypso feel to
it. Sounds
it
like Billy Dee Williams should be selling us Colt 45.
I should be at a piano bar right now eating and drinking some wine.
It's smooth.
You know what? I like it. Up like it, this song.
Next time you have a woman over, you can throw it on.
New music, put this on next time me and Mandy get down. Hey, what do you think of this?
This is the sad thing.
Is there an artist credit for this or something? Where did you come across this? Just on Google Music?
Joe Harnell, the guy who wrote all of this stuff.
It must have come up easy because you couldn't have searched Disco Hulk. Nobody does
this guy.
Nobody's searched that ever.
Well, never. Actually, the soundtrack came up as a Wikipedia.
You. I dare you to type in Hulk and then D, and Disco is not coming up. The same. I'm sorry. What was the answer to my question that I shouted over?
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore. This is good shit.
Good shit.
This is from the OST?
Yes.
Or the OSR?
It's from... There's an OSR, and I typed it into Google, and all this shit came up.
Joe Harnell. Hey.
What?
You know...
He didn't write the next song.
There was a lot of work put into this track, too. You know, you can't MIDI that shit back then. He actually had to hand out groups of musicians sheet music for the Hulk theme.
No way. Did this guy write this song? Aw, boo.
Oh, but what, man? What?
I mean, I thought Stevie Wonder wrote it.
This is a fucking Tool tune.
No, I like this song. I love this song.
I didn't know he didn't write it.
I'm sorry.
It kind of meant, well, definitely Stevie owned it. Because it sounds like a Stevie song.
But this sounds like the I'm in Sears trying on pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, this does. This sounds like a Muzak version of it, straight up.
I love Muzak. I wish I could buy it.
Hang it down. I used to go to the website that had the Kmart music.
Actually, this guy
has all the Muzak versions.
This guy has nothing to do with the song. To it. This guy did not write this song.
He covered it.
I guess so. Why is it?
Okay.
His version is on a Motown singles collection.
Somewhere Stevie's going, the fuck I didn't.
I know, right? He's like, the fuck are you talking about, white boy?
He's like, are you kidding me? I call my garage my Shimmery and More.
Yeah, no, right? No, that's the name of the first Rolls Royce I bought. It's on the vanity license plate. That's what bought it.
Not to be that guy, but does Stevie Wonder care about cars?
Probably not.
Yeah, I know, right?
Honest.
Like, you know his house is just a fleet of beaters. Everyone's just like, he don't know. Don't tell him. Well,
this is a Rolls Royce, Stevie.
They got a K car. They got one nice Lincoln, and then everybody else takes home the Rolls and stuff. And they just keep telling him, I think we should take out the Lambo. I'm feeling sporty today. Yeah. All right.
Well, they got the people that work for him.
Pretty roomy back here for the Lambo.
They just basically trade their cars.
They're all constantly driving his cars around like the two guys from Ferris Bueller.
I love that one.
Here you go. I forgot this song exists.
Well, what country do you think this is?
We should make this the track.
Do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's called Too High. It's by Stevie Wonder. Tough Inner Visions.
There are songs of Stevie Wonder's that I find too sappy, but none of them that I find below par in when it comes to competency as a songwriter.
This period of Stevie Wonder's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Inner Visions is like pretty much one of the best albums ever. Can't believe we haven't played this one. It's a little on the nose.
Oh, right. Maybe that's why we haven't played it.
Is he using auto-tune?
No, he's got a chorus, flange.
This is when you had to do it the old way, where you just chop your throat.
Too high.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Yeah, there we go, T-Pain.
I'm too high, too high.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
I don't know if I ever listened to how prominent that tremolo effect was, though. I mean, it really dips. It's all watery sounding.
Isn't he playing all this shit, too? Isn't this Stevie Wonder?
I mean,
isn't there no band? Isn't it all him?
I don't know. I mean, I know that he can play everything, and I know that he writes everything, but I honestly don't know. No, I do know a story about Stevie Wonder. Story tells that Stevie Wonder was in the Guitar Center a mile and a half from here where he used to work.
Was he out of money?
No, he just tough times. He wanted to check out new keyboards and shit like that.
Oh, that's probably closest one to the D, right?
It depends on which way you're going, but yeah. Also it was one of the first ones in the area. So it might have been the first one at the time. I don't know how old the story goes back, because this was told to me by he's been like decades with the company now. Stevie Wonder was hanging out, checking out the new keyboards, and he hears somebody playing, and he's like, That cat sounds pretty good. What's up with that? Goes over and introduces himself to this kid who's like early teen at the most. You know, there, I think it was with his mom or dad, and they're looking at, you know, he's taking piano lessons and needs his own piano. And they're talking about, like, you know, we're looking at this one, and I think Stevie might have, you know, played for him some of the nicer, like, Yamahas and stuff like that. And he's like, but these sound so nice. You know, and they're just fucking around on the keyboard together. And he's like, and Stevie Wonder says, you know, nice meeting you and all that. Goes back to the salesman that was helping him with everything, and he's like, get him the Yamaha.
Oh, wow. Damn!
And then fucking leaves.
Wow,
so, nice. As much as I wanted to make fun of him, like, the cat is, like, out cold the same.
Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, by the way, Wikipedia says, as with many of Stevie Wonder's albums, the lyrics, composition, and production are almost entirely his own work.
The lyrics, composition, and production, not necessarily all the playing, though, huh? I mean, honestly, I don't doubt that Stevie's a good drummer, but listen to that shit. I mean, you're hiring a pro for that, for the type of work that he's doing there.
It's beautiful.
Personnel.
I'm just saying, that's like some out-cold jazz drummer.
Yeah.
If you tell me Stevie played all those drums, then he is God, and I have no argument left.
The song we were just listening to, Stevie Wonder, lead vocal, Fender Rhodes, harmonica, drums, Moog bass.
Yeah, but still, is he the only drummer listed in the credits?
Let's say
there could have been two drummers on that. He could have done drums on it.
Track 2, Visions, no drummer. Living for the City.
Oh, no. There's no other drummer listed in credit for that song?
Correct.
Okay, well, there you go then.
Living for the City, Stevie Wonder, lead vocal, background vocals, Fender Rhodes, drums, Moog bass, Tonto synthesizer, hand claps.
A Tonto? What's a Tonto?
Oh.
Oh, here we go, sorry, kids. Sorry. Nugget time. Because it's got, I can click on it.
I want to see this.
But yeah. So far, we're through side one. Only Stevie Wonder's playing drums.
No, fuck that shit. Show me that Tonto. I got to know. What track was that on?
Oh, shit. Wait, back. Living for the City.
Oh, yeah. That's got some I wonder, well.
I'm going to twist my arm to play Living for the City.
You said it was that in a Moog. So I think the
it's probably the, because he's got a bunch of, if you listen to it, there's a bunch of synthesizers going on in this song. Because right here, this is your Fender Rhodes.
Yeah, but that's not strictly synth.
No, but in the, you know, like if you get into like the chorus, you start getting that, but then that's Moog, where it goes.
Yeah, so. I was going to say that the bass line's Moog. Well, you can hear it coming in already.
Right. So, playing this, let's click on Tonto. The Tonto, Tonto is an acronym for the original New Timbral Orchestra, the first and still the largest multi-membral polyphonic analog synthesizer in the world, designed and constructed over several years by Malcolm Cecil. Tonto started as a Moog modular synthesizer Series 3, owned by record producer Robert Margulief.
So this is a bespoke modular synth that, well, I don't know if it was made for Stevie, but probably there's just the one of, it sounds like, right? This is not something that was ever in mass production.
Mm-hmm.
He took Stevie Wonder featured Tonto and modified it.
On Music of My Mind, Talking Book, Inner Visions, Fulfilling This' First Finale, and Jungle Fever.
So even that kind of brassy synth sound, that still sounds Moog to me.
Mm-hmm. Tonto was featured on albums by Quincy Jones, Bobby Womack, the Isley Brothers, Billy Preston, Weather Report, as well as releases by Stephen Stills, the Doobie Brothers.
Is there a picture of it? Looks like a fucking dime store Indian with a speaker for a face.
Yeah.
All the guys
external
are like,
links.
Man, that synth is racist as fuck, but it sounds good.
There you go. Official website.
He can be on the album. We're just not touring with his ass. It's like a room. It is. Like, no, there's not a picture of it. Because like, yeah, sure. Here's a picture of ENIAC. Which one is it? No, that's ENIAC. The room is ENIAC. That's how big computers were that day. In that day.
For the city, not the city. City. It's like Google image. There's a motherfucker.
Yeah,
damn, this thing takes up a room.
It is literally a room.
Damn, I want one.
Dude, it looks like fucking like the set from Star Trek.
Running around like a NASA specialist. The rocket's to launch.
Like, Stevie calls him up like, so should I just come to you then? Yeah, Stevie.
Yeah.
you don't know how big this fucking thing is.
That special kind.
What is this?
This is
a special.
The speciality of this week is Dead Banana.
Oh.
Yes. It sounds appetizing, doesn't it?
How do you know
it?
If your banana's dead?
I believe it's when it's completely black.
Actually, a more worrying thought for me now is, have I consumed all my bananas while they were alive?
Yes.
Damn.
Yep, they were screaming. Tiny screams of death.
There they are.
Sorry, I almost did it. I almost did it.
We were all thinking about everybody.
Okay, yeah, Beetlejuice.
Let's get it out of the
four of us in the room. No. Everyone who can hear it.
Don't say it again.
In the podcast.
Yeah, I won't say it.
Everyone who's listening to it, we're all hanging the same scene now.
I thought it was the screams of all the eaten bananas.
That was. But yes, Dead Banana is our strain this week. Is a hybrid, a 80-40 hybrid. I'm sorry, 60-40 hybrid. Get off me. My math, I've never had a strong suit. Flowering time is 8 to 9 weeks.
Six doesn't go all the way around.
It's a plant height is medium, I would say. You know, average height. Did I say this before? Genetics are from Banana OG crossed with Death Star. So.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's where you get
Death Star.
Dead Banana.
That's where you get your punch from.
Yeah. The flowering time is 60
punch,
days.
Not punch.
And, yeah, I would say it has a, like they said, a banana flavor. I don't know. Do you get any type of scent? It's strong.
I'm definitely not getting live banana off of it.
Right. It doesn't smell like I just cracked open a, you know, peel off a banana. But I enjoy it. I think it's a good strain.
Banana was really high.
Somewhere between weed and a banana run.
Right. Yeah. But I have read a few reviews here, and they say that it definitely helps with the insomnia and stress. So, you know.
Well, there you go.
Your generals. Which,
there you go.
Hey, that's a good weekend strain.
That was my theme of this week. Shit that stresses me out. I didn't even talk about Comcast yet.
Oh, wow.
There's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back.
That's the usual service call for Comcast.
In Canada News. No.
Canoes?
Canoes. Yes. This week in Canoes. Canoes Week.
Canada News.
I mean, Newsweek had a story entitled, "There Are More... The Business of Pot," is the title, colon, "There are more legal marijuana workers than there are dental hygienists." There's only one T in hygienist. I always say hygienist, like it's the dentist of hygiene.
The dentist of hygiene.
A hygienist.
You just said
hygienist.
A dental assistant.
Yes, thank you. Dental assistants. There are more legal pot workers than there are dental hygienists.
Oh.
Just legal.
Legal.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's thousands of more people out there making livings off of illegal operations.
Right.
That could be taxed. They cite a study by MJ Biz Daily. There were 165,000 to 235,000 people already working jobs relating to the weed industry. And there are 204,000 dental hygienists. I'm not going to be able to say that word right.
You're doing all right.
Hygienist.
You had it.
It doesn't sound right.
I know. It's a tricky word.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, I'm here for you, man.
I'd like your support.
I try sometimes.
So, Mr. Job Creator President, Mr. Let the States Decide Trump, can you get control of Mike Pence and Jeff Sessions?
Right.
Like Mike, can you make Mike Pence stop touching things that he's not supposed to?
I saw that picture today.
What did he do?
He's at NASA.
He went to NASA with a group of people, and there's a photographer there, and he's looking at, they've got like what looks like the shit that rips off of space shuttles that makes them crash when it does.
Yeah.
It's like one of those panels is what it looks like, you know, just pure white sheet. And he's got his hand on it right below, I mean, right below, in big letters, a sign attached to it that says, "Do not touch. This is experimental spacecraft material."
Yeah. I love that. This is the best.
He's got his hand on it like it's going to allow him to speak to God.
Yeah. Yeah, that photo is just so pivotal. It's like, are they pushing this photo?
He's got his hand on it like it's his wife's boob on his birthday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mother, when they play Mother May I.
Yeah. I think I felt a kick. Sir, that's a piece of metal. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna birth a Mars rover.
Yeah. I felt a kick. Sir, are you okay?
No, I think
it's like he's fucking.
I think
Stimpy.
It's got satellites.
Yeah. He's like Stimpy in that episode of yes. When they're like, "Don't
can
touch
we resist?"
He's like, I feel its pain.
The shiny red candy-like button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, override those boob touchers.
Yeah.
That you call your cabinet. And let's get this into action. Create some fucking jobs. More jobs than you're ever going to create in coal.
I know, right?
Man, don't you know? The future's not in burning, it's in growing. You know, is cannabis a psychedelic?
Isn't it supposed to be?
I mean, that's ultimately the question. I think it gets classified as a psychedelic. And I used to disagree with that, but I'm not so sure anymore. Because I've taken psychedelics, and I've never, quote-unquote, seen anything. You have imagined shit, and I do know that people have imagined some pretty weird shit that seems real to them. So hallucinations are possible. But I think that possibly the two terms have been unfairly equated. That you can have a psychedelic that doesn't necessarily have always hallucinatory effects. I mean, I don't know. Well, if somebody out there smoked so much dope that they saw shit that wasn't there, get at us, please.
Yes.
I want to hear this story. I want to hear how much fucking shit it took for you to actually see shit. I'm not talking about I saw the
well, they
weird,
do say,
I saw
they
the
do
weird
say cannabis
in
has
the wallpaper move.
Psychoactive properties.
Right. I think that's more in definition of the way that it affects your senses and the fact that it does hijack your senses and manipulate them in ways that other drugs like mushrooms or LSD may.
Like you got so high you left.
I don't know. Business Insider had a story about this recently. I mean, who are you going to trust about cannabis but Business Insider?
Right.
To get to the core of whether you see shit when you smoke pot.
Sure.
Says it isn't typically thought of as a psychedelic, a drug that produces hallucinations or an apparent expansion of consciousness. See, those are correlations. I mean, yeah, people who have done psychedelic drugs talk about an expansion of consciousness, but that's highly opinionated. I mean, I've talked to plenty of people who've done psychedelic drugs and would never tell me some bullshit story about how their conscious was expanded. I mean, if that's your definition of, wow, I thought about shit that I would never think about sober. And I think it's the same thing. Actually seeing hallucinations can happen. People having religious experiences can happen. It's not really the norm, though. Usually it's a little bit of visuals, and you just get stronger visuals, longer lasting with LSD and mushrooms. Mushrooms.
Mushroom.
Well, in this story, they describe a process of dehabituation, looking at something with fresh eyes, which if you tell somebody on LSD, they try and pluck their friend's eyes out.
Jesus.
And put them in their head.
So I got to see it with fresh eyes. 100%. Holy shit, man. You've seen some shit. It's like non-flashbacks.
I still have PTSD from my rave days.
You're like, no, turn it down.
I don't know. When there's only two people fucking, it looks weird.
Yeah. What's going on here?
This is wholesome shit.
Yeah. Bullshit.
What is this, Skinamax?
Where's the other people?
Where's everybody else?
Yeah.
I assume,
what do you mean?
I assume that they're watching from peepholes in the wall.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is classic. It throwback.
It's throwback. All right. Thank you for downloading.
Please, thank you.
The Weezman Podcast for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. And you can rate the Weezman Podcast 5 stars wherever you listen to the show.
Right.
iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck we're supposed to call it now. Google Music. Stitcher. Shit I probably don't even know about because they just...
Just go to our website.
Because it's just an RSS feed aggregator.
Website or if you've got something that gets podcasts on your phone, look it up.
Yeah.
There you go.
And when you're rating it 5 stars, you can help to tell others by leaving a comment. Thank you for following the Weezman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeezman420 and on Instagram.
The Weezman Podcast.
Please follow the Weezman Podcast on Facebook to like and share the Weezman Podcast.
Please.
And hey, we were just talking about the website, ChristopherMedia.net. You go there, you check out all the other podcasts available. We got the last week up and available for you. Everything that came out last week right there on the front page. And all you gotta do is find it and hit play.
Yep, check it out.
Yeah. Let's check out the Projection Booth.
There you go.
Yeah, Projection Booth Podcast. Mike White's there. He's doing his thing.
Bold and strong.
Yeah, lengthy, in-depth commentary and interviews on movies of all sorts.
Consider yourself a movie geek, movie nerd, movie file.
Some deep dives, too.
Yeah.
Into movies that don't usually get a lot of attention and, well, like I said, all kinds. They're not just, like, cult movies. Mm-hmm. But they do tackle... You know, some stuff you've never heard of or some stuff that you thought nobody else liked as well.
Yeah. So check them out. Dude, they are there, projection-booth.com or ChristopherMedia.net. Mike is a wild card. Generally, the main show comes out on like Tuesday night-ish. We put it up Wednesday.
Yeah.
But he'll drop every... Well, he's been active lately every now...
You get it when you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's been active lately. Everyone's like, he had a show, he had a week recently where he released like 4 shows.
Oh,
a bunch
shit.
Of little extras. Yeah, so.
He's a beast.
He is. He does his thing. And if you would like to donate to Christopher Media, we got a donate button. It uses PayPal. And you can help, you know, you're like, hey, I like what you do. You can toss us some loot.
Toss it.
Yeah. Please and thank you. Amazon. I'm waiting on an Amazon package. Hey.
Yeah.
If I don't get it in 2 days with Amazon Prime, do I get my money back?
You like should.
Free item?
I don't think so.
That would be cool if you did.
Oh, I was supposed to be here by 8 p.m. Wasn't up there when I went to go get a glass of water. But, hey, I'm talking bad about Amazon. I'm trying to get you to use it.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, it's not them. It's the post office. All right.
Yeah.
It's people delivering. Amazon shipped out on time. If you're using Amazon, you go to ChristopherMedia.net. We have a link. You click through it. You bookmark it. And then every time you buy something from Amazon, we get a little extra. Doesn't make it. If it's $20, it's not $21. It's still $20.
Yeah. Just a little tiny bit goes to us.
Yeah. You know, it makes me wonder how much is the markup on Amazon, but at the same time, Amazon's a place I generally go to get things way cheaper than you would normally.
Like, I'm sure Jeff's got his system figured out, okay?
Mr. Bezos? Yeah. That's true, yeah. He's about to overtake Bill Gates.
Don't worry about Jeff.
And I'm questioning the man's methods.
He's got 22 cuckoos, and he's about to get his 23rd.
Well, do you know what a cuckoo is?
24 more on order.
Yeah.
So we can have two of each cuckoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, for every day of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro!
Bro. What up, bros?
Bro!
Hey. Hey, it's after the 4th.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Don't have to spend any money for a while.
We're going
to
be like retail. Yeah. We just move on to the next holiday. Halloween.
Oh, is that the next one?
That Labor Day.
Well, oh, yeah, okay, Labor Day.
Or maybe you got, you know, a guy with a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a holiday.
But, you know, trying to find that type of gift for that day is a difficult task. But not anymore. You can go to brobasket.com. And get what you need to help out yourself and get yourself that sweet gift for your bro. But you know what? What's he going to love? He's going to love whiskey. He's going to love scotch. He's going to love tequila, beer, wine.
Friggin' alcohol.
He loves friggin' alcohol. Well, you know what, Bro Basket? We'll put it together for you in a variety pack of their own. Or you could create your own custom Bro Basket. But those varieties, they offer just as good, I would say. You know, you got the classic Jack and Coke gift set. You got the Junior Executive Basket. The Ultimate Import Sampler. You know what? But there is that boozeless and still cool Bro Basket for your bro that, you know, just doesn't want to drink. Doesn't want that taste of the liquor.
Maybe the state says you can't drink.
I'm still waiting for
them.
We all
got that friend.
I'm waiting for them to hit us up with that Stoner Basket. No, just kidding. Yeah. But hey, we can hope.
You can ship to the West Coast.
Hey, they have many shipping options actually. But remember, 21 and over, please. And state and local laws do apply. Beer, wine, liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help support Christopher Media by clicking through the brobasket.com
banner
at christophermedia.net. Hey, men used to be hard to shop for. BroBasket.com is here to help.
Yeehaw.
Get it done. Tummy rub.
You know what else is done? The show is done.
I'm going to stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.